Today, we'd like to see the title of Religious Babylon in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verses 1 to 18. To online wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. What does it mean? And list the historical or present events to be likely happening in the future. What kind of a heart should we have? Question 2. In verse 8, the beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. What does it mean? Do you think your name is written in the book of life, and why? Question 3, in verse 16. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. What does it mean? First of all, we want to see background. I give you background purpose, two reasons. One reason, in order to understand today's message, the text of the Bible. Second reason, the background give yourself reading the book of Revelation. This background is the book of Revelation. Apostle John wrote this book at the island of Patmos in 95 AD under persecution, Roman Emperor Domitian, 8196 AD. Chapter 1, past tense, before John's writing. Chapters 2 and 3, at present tense, when John was writing this book. Chapters 4, up to 22, future. So therefore, chapter 17, in the future. So chapters 4 and 5 is all the church's rapture. Chapters 6 to 18, Great Tribulation. Chapters 19, the second part, Second Coming Jesus on the earth. Chapters 20, Millennium Kingdom. Chapter 21, 22, A New Heaven and New Earth. The church will be caught up into heaven with the Lord before the Great Tribulation. How come? Because 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16, 17 said, here, the last verse, then we are who are alive, physical life, and remain shall be caught up together with them. Caught up together with them, Latin word, rapture. That's why English sounds rapture. So although rapture term itself doesn't indicate it in the Bible, but is caught up together with them, meaning rapture, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air or in the heaven, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Also, here talking about religious Babylon. Religious Babylon, Babylon means the system which is against Christ. So system is an entity over parts working together. That's called system. So therefore, the church which is true or pure will be raptured with the Lord, but the church which is impure or false will go through the Great Tribulation. That example, Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. So Jesus Christ is a figure of a bridegroom. So church is a figure of a bride. So 10 virgins. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, verse 8, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. 11, afterward the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So basically, we should be waiting the Lord who is coming in heaven, so waking up. Also, we should keep oil, symbol of Holy Spirit. Yeah. So otherwise, you will be likely the foolish version, which meaning will go through the great tribulation. Also, the principles of a doctrine of Christ. So in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, so six principles talking about here. Also early church forefather apostles, 12 principles, Apostles' Creed, so here. Then is Martin Luther, 5 principles. So the other pastor, 6 principles. So the other is 2 principles. Because in order to have principles of a doctrine of Christ to support true church or pure church, so that kind of a historical, because of time pressure, I am brief reading, so you may check in a website or a manuscript. In chapters 15 and 16, John the Apostle already taught us the 7 vowel or vile judgments as God's complete judgments, following the 7 seal judgments and the 7 trumpet judgments on the earth. In this chapter, John explained in detail. In Revelation chapter 16, 19, John stated, Great Babylon was remembered before God. So John explaining the Great Babylon in this chapter 16 and chapter 18. So this chapter will occur in the future, but in order to understand, we bring the historical or present events. So any opponent of Christ are called Antichrist. Satan is the head of all devils, named as the Antichrist. A is a capital A, is a Satan. So Satan also a devil, and a beast or a dragon is a devil as well. First of all, historical background here, religious Babylon in chapter 17, Babylonian Tammuz practice. So the Noah coming out of Ark after the universe flooded, Noah family resided in Babylonian plain. So Noah had 3 sons, 1 son Ham. Ham's descendant name is Nimrod. Nimrod is a giant, a mighty man. So the Babylonian people made Nimrod as a god. The name is Tammuz. So Ezekiel, you can see Israel people worshiped Tammuz as well. Tammuz's mother, Shimiramus. So Shimiramus had another daughter is Ashtar. So Tammuz was born virgin. So when Tammuz was born on December 25th, so Tammuz birthday, December 25th. Also, Tammuz was killed by wild pig hunting. So his wife, Ashtart, wept and prayed for Tammuz's resurrection for 3 days. So Tammuz was resurrected. So Babylonian people celebrate for Tammuz's resurrection. That's called celebration of Ashtar. Ashtar, the letter in English pronunciation in Easter. So Constantine, the Roman emperor, declares it the nation religion of Christianity. Constantine adopted this Babylonian Tammuz practice into Christianity. So that's why today, Christmas, December 25th, Easter, springtime, is the Sunday after the Passover day, that way. Also, chapter 18, commercial Babylon. Thereafter, the Judah was conquered by Babylon. The Jewish people were carried away as captivity or slaves to Babylon. That time is a Babylon agricultural society. But during 70 years, Babylon agricultural society changed to commercial society. So Jewish people become the slaves of a commercial system. So that is a commercial Babylon in chapter 18. In order to understand today's chapter, or next chapter, we want to briefly see historical or present event. First of all, Nero King. Nero King has killed a lot of Christians. Actually, he burned the Rome city. He blamed the early Christians. Historically, early Christians called Nero as the beast. So he killed many Christians. Also, disciple Paul and Peter also were martyred by Nero. Then is Titus. Titus, Roman emperor, destroyed Jerusalem city. So Jewish people were not allowed to live in Jerusalem anymore. Then Domitian banished John, king, to Patmos Island. So the book of Revelation was written at that time. About 40,000 Christians martyred. Trajan, also he, the king, severe persecuted. Diocletian, the last Roman king who persecuted Christians. So persecuting Roman emperor, total about 6 million Christians were martyred. A lot of Christians martyred. That's today the talk about the blood of saints. Then is Constantine and Theodosius. Those king contribute to declare Christianity as the nation religion of a Roman Empire. But the problem, they adopt a Babylonian Tammuz practice thing. Also, they made a worship service a day, Sunday, rather than Saturday. That's why that still today, Sunday worship service was criticized by Seventh Adventist Christians. That's a reason. Also, Jesus' birthday, December 25th, Easter is springtime. Those dates also are criticized by Jehovah's Witness. So that's defense is a footnote. You may read that in detail, you know, Bible basis, you know, what's going on, is like that. Then is Gregory the First, the first pope. So Roman Catholic Church around 500 AD, they come out, certain historians said Leo the First, 440 AD. So here is an impure church system example. Sergius III, Rome Pope, he had a mistress, Marojaya, and had a bastard sons. They ruled the church. That is impurity example. The other one, Innocent III is forbade the reading of the Bible in the common language. So only priest can read. So if you violate that order, so they were killed. So a lot of people were killed under his direction. So also papal infallibility, which meaning Pope is perfect, has no sin at all. That is against the word of God, the truth. So Bible said all men are sinners. All men fall short of God's glory. So that is untrue, the church system example. Leo X, he sold indulgence as a way to reduce sins with treasure. So if you sin, more sin, you should buy indulgence, more expensive one, the lesser cheap one, like that. Letter to Protestant come out, Martin Luther, John Calvin, and so on. Then also 19th century, prosperity gospel or prosperity theology come out, still follows Benningen, Joel Osteen, David Cho, and son. That gospel is the gospel that God provides his children always material prosperity, wealth, and physical health. Which means if you are ill, so this is not coming from God, because God giver, God's children always healthy, also you know, prosperity, material prosperity, wealth is like that. That is conflict with the Bible. Jesus Christ himself was crucified. So is Paul also was martyred. So that is a type of false church system. So this is a religious Babylon type. Also another one, ecumenical movement, 1948. Amsterdam of Holland perverted the meaning of the term Catholic or Universal Church. Apostle Creed said Holy Catholic Church, Holy Universal Church. That is coming from Ephesians chapter 1, last chapter. Jesus said is all things above church, church's head is Jesus Christ. But that terminology used there is which is one ecumenical church, one world church, one Unitarian church, as all churches, including cults, heretics, and even all other religions. That is a type of false religion system, also religious Babylon. Then is we are seeing the religious Babylon is the false religious system or a false church in the future. Here, verse 1. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven vials or bowls came and talked with me, John, and saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot. The harlot who is great, or the whore, means simply the idol worshippers. From the concept of in the Old Testament, God as a groom and the nation of Israel as his bride, like New Testament time, Jesus as a bridegroom and all Christians or churches as his bride. If we love any other more than or equal to the Lord Jesus Christ, we would become harlots or whores. So here, harlot is impure or untrue spirit, being ultimately subject to the spirit of Antichrist. Also, waters, who sit on many waters? Waters, verse 15 said, peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues, which meaning they are supporting great harlot, impure, or untruth in the church system, cooperating. Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. Fornication or adultery, which means idol worshiping. Again, if we love any others more than the Lord, we would commit fornication or adultery. So that is impure or untrue spiritual action. And the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine over her fornication. Again, the future to happen, no church which is true, but the church which is false will be here through great tribulation. Such as we talk of the ecumenical movements, or indulgence sale, or prosperity gospel, as above. That is an example of an impure or untrue religious system. Verse 3, so he carried me away, angel carried John Apostle away in the spirit into the wilderness. So John the Apostle saw a vision in the spirit, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast. The beast is an antichrist, or opponent against Christ. So beast, which was full of names of blasphemy. Blasphemy means bad word against God or against Christ, having seven heads and ten horns. Here, heads is indicate king. Verses 9 and 10, seven heads means seven kings. Ten horns is ten kings. Verse 12 says so. So here, seven heads, ten horns, according to Daniel's prophecy, that indicate is Rome. So we'll see today Italy. Italy, the former Roman Empire, belonged to European community. So in order to understand this sentence, we think about in the future shall be likened to European community kind of thing in that way. So there's a reference to Daniel chapter 7, verses 3 to 8. Daniel had a vision for beast. First saw is a lion, like a lion, a type of Babylon. Second is like a bear, is a type of Persia. Third animal, like a leopard, that is a type of Greece. The last one is like ten horns. That is a federated. That is a Roman Empire. So in order to choose emperor, most of them were elected by elite group. So like a cooperate kind of sense. So 10 or 7. First of all, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abomination. Abomination, which means the things which God hates, such as carved images, things compromised by impurity or untruth. the filthiness of her fornication, many spiritual fornication or adultery. Verse 5, and on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great. Babylon meaning the system which is against God, but great, that's great. The future shall be likened to ecumenical movement. So any religion, okay, one church. Marojaya woman, mistress, show up, so with the former pope, you know, that kind of system. Prosperity gospel, so children of God, you know, will receive a mature prosperity house. If you are ill, if you are poor, that means you are cursed by God. So prosperity gospel. So the model of harlot, spiritual harlotry, spiritual fornication, or spiritual adultery, all indicate spiritual impurity or falsity. In the future, verse 6, I saw the women drink with the blood of the saints. The future shall be likened to the Roman emperors until Diocletian. 6 million Christians were martyred like that in the future. When I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. So before Jesus coming again in heaven, if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, you will go through the great tribulation. That time, if you are Gentile, only you can become Christian. Bible said your head will be beheaded by Antichrist in that way. So you will be martyred. But only the other Israel people, God has a special plan to seal 144,000 Israel people from Antichrist martyring. Verse 6, I saw the woman drink with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs, right here, of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Verse 7, but the angel said to me, why did you marvel? Or why were you frightened? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns. Here, the harlot, woman is harlot, the beast, the future Rome are working together, all being anyhow subject to Antichrist. They cooperate together. Verse 8, the beast that you saw was past tense and is not present, not exist, and will ascend out of the bottomless. That means the soul resurrection. Bottomless pit is here. The future shall be likened to Nero, the Roman emperor, who was dead at the time when John writes. But the soul of Nero will resurrect it. But it's out of bottomless pit. Bottomless pit, Greek word, abuso, and go to perdition. Perdition meaning destruction, or eternal punishment, judgment, destruction, which indicates hell. Greek word Gehenna. Two different places of incarceration of evil spirit. Hell is called as Hades, the Greek word, English word, we said Hades. Also, Hebrew word, Sheol, English, Hebrew, sound Sheol, originated from Hinnom, the valley of Hinnom. Abuso is a temporal place to incarcerate evil spirit, but is Gehenna is an eternal place to incarcerate for evil spirit. That is relevant is Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. basically Jesus coming here on the earth, that time before establishing 1,000 years of millennial kingdom, Jesus threw evil spirit and Satan beast into bottomless pit, abuser. But at the end of over 1,000 years, so that is Antichrist or false prophet, you know, that is resurrected, raised again from the dead. So great white throne judgment will be made by Jesus. Then they will go into the lake of fire. So that is basically talking about Book of Revelation chapter 20. He will deliver up the dead that are in it. In it is Gehenna. So here, whose name are not written in the Book of Life from the foundation of the world, when they will see the beast that was and is not and yet is coming out. So your name is not written in the Book of Life. You will be into abuser 1,000 years later. So you will put into hell, Gehenna, eternal judgment that way. The question is whether or not your name is written in the Book of Life, that question. That answer, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. This is the issue, whether or not you have a faith in Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life and Savior from eternal destruction. That answer, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, disciples said, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. So Jesus Christ is in you. Otherwise, you may ask by yourself whether or not I am really believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord, which means master of my life, my daily life, and the savior from eternal perdition, eternal destruction, or Greek word here, Gehenna, or hell. So that is the issue. If you have a faith at the present tense, you will not go through great tribulation. Before great tribulation, you will be raptured, you know, with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming in heaven together. So then verse 9, here is the mind which has wisdom, the seven heads and seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings, right here, seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. Here the future shall be likened to seven heads or kings. Verse 10, of the future Roman Empire, compromised by the harlot woman, subject to the spirit of the Antichrist. Five have fallen, one is. The future shall be likened to the five kings who are dead. One who is like Domitian at John's writing, and the other king who has not yet come like Trajan. Verse 11, the beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth and is over the seven and is going to perdition. The beast subject to the spirit of the Antichrist, the eighth, like Diocletian, the sorcerer. Verse 12, the ten horns or ten kings, which you saw are ten kings, who have received no kingdom as yet, but they received authority or power for 1 hour, short time, as kings with the beast. Ten horns and the beast receive authority. They federate, cooperate, compromise in one mind, in verse 13. These are of one mind, which means they have against God, Antichrist spirit. And they will give their power and authority to the beast. One mind, the future shall be likened to the Western Europe and the Antichrist. Together, they will fight with Jesus and church coming down from heaven. In verse 14, these will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb, Jesus, will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Those are indicating raptured churches coming down with the Lord Jesus Christ again on the earth when Jesus is coming again on the earth. That is indicating Revelation chapter 19, verse 14, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, indicate too. So here is, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Then, verse 15, then he said to me, angel said to John, the waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. They are cooperating with harlot. Harlot is a fornicator, so impure religious system. The future shall be likened to Israel and all Western Europe who follow harlot well. From beginning, Israel follows well, 3.5 years, but later 3.5 years, so harlot revealed his true color. So verse 16, 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot because the harlot reveals their true color. Maker, worship me, I am God, in the temple of God in Jerusalem. Maker desolate and naked it, her flesh, and burn her with fire. The second 3.5 years, the harlot reveals true color. Then the future shall be likened to Israel and Western Europe that will hate the harlot. There's Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 and 16. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken over by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. 17, if God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast. Here, God allows who doesn't want to spend eternity with him. Also, God chooses who wants to spend eternity with him. God would not violate the free will. So that's why so you invite somebody to join, to know God in the Bible study. That's your job only. Because the invitee, he has free will to go there or not go there. So up to him. God will handle them. So John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you who wanted to have eternity with Lord. You should go and bear fruit. Then verse 18, and the woman whom you saw is that great day, which great city, which reigns over the king of the earth. That's a religious Babylon city, talking about that. So we covered the Revelation chapter 17. Also, I missed the one talking about the seven mountains. Seven mountains historically indicated Rome city. Rome city said is the city of seven hills. So that is Rome city. This is chapter 17. The future will occur, not right now. In order to the future thing, so we're bringing the historical events or present events like that. So the bottom line, we should keep pure and truth. That is relevant to Bible verse. The is I'll give you that Bible verse. Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. That's the key verse, page 1, manuscript. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. So let's sing song all together, the last song, then we'll pray.